Every Sunday, her family went to church. I wanted to go to church with them because Dory always looked so pretty in her white church dress with light blue piping. But my father told me church was for the ignorant. Instead, I would visit Dory's house on Sunday afternoons, and she would tell me stories she had heard that morning, such as baby Moses, or Noah and his ark, or Jesus' miraculous birth in a manger. And I would say a little prayer with her, even though it made me feel guilty. I liked the way her face looked when she prayed, the serene smile that would settle across her lips. I wondered if she had prayed down here. I wondered if she had prayed to live, or if she had prayed for God's mercy to take her away. I wanted to pray. I wanted to fall down on my knees and beg God to take some of this huge pressure out of my chest because I felt like a fist had reached inside of me and was squeezing my heart, and I did not know how one person could live with so much pain, which merely made me wonder how her parents had ever gotten through all these years. Is this what life comes down to in the end? Young girls, forced to choose between a life spent running from the shadows or a premature death alone in the dark. What kind of monster did such a thing? Why couldn't Dory have escaped? I was happy in that instant that my parents were dead, that they didn't have to know what had happened to Dory or what my father's decision had meant for his daughter's best friend. But then in the next moment I felt uneasy, another rippling shadow in the recesses of my mind. He knew. I don't know how I knew it, but I did. My father had known what had happened to Dory, and that filled me with a greater sense of unease than even the four closing walls. I couldn't take it anymore. My hands came up, cradled my forehead. We will have to wait for the forensic anthropologist's reports to know more about the victims, Sergeant Warren was saying. I merely nodded. Suffice it to say, we're looking for someone very methodical, extremely intelligent, and depraved. Another short nod. Naturally, anything you might remember about that time, and particularly the unsub watching your house, would be most useful. I would like to go up now, I said. No one argued. Detective Dodge led the way. At the top, he offered me his hand. I refused, climbing out on my own. The wind had picked up, rustling loudly through the dying leaves. I tilted my face toward the stinging breeze. Then I curled my fingers into a fist, feeling beneath my fingernails the grim remnants of my best friend's grave.